Slovenia in the Napoleonic Wars.
Today, we are in Tabernash, Colorado, at the home of Becky Arnold and her son Landis, L-A-N-D-I-S, last name A-R-N-O-L-D, Becky, B-E-C-K-Y. John Weisheit is here, J-O-H-N-W-E-I-S-H-E-I-T, and my name is Tom Martin. And we are now talking about the second of five boats. What do you got, Landis?
We're like deciding which one that will be. So I think this is a Bradley. So we're going in order of sequence, order of time.
Of time.
So this is Bradley 1, and I believe that this is Bradley 2. So
okay.
We'll do that. So in the way this works, John, if you can hold that.
Can do.
I'm going to undo this. Okay.
Oh, these are so light. Man.
Let's see. I got to get past this one.
Okay, so I'll hold this out. Huh?
Okay. And I'm going to undo this. Okay. Got it. Go backwards.
Backwards.
Yeah. Tom, why don't you... I got the yellow boat. You come grab... Go past the strap. So right where it's clear.
Got it? Yep. Good.
All right. That's enough. Stop.
Okay. Great. And then we'll come back here and go on the rack.
Well done. That was perfect.
I think this might be Bradley.
So this is blue. This is a blue boat with black, a blue and black boat.
This is Bradley 2. Let's set it.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're looking for Bradley 1.
Because
this boat is newer.
That's my theory. From having heard kids.
It's French blue.
Kids. Okay, so this one, same process. So support this end. I'm going to unsnap here.
Wow, this one seems lighter than that one.
And then I'm going to unsnap here. By the way, these are Steve's boat display racks that he had in his living room.
Oops.
Just go that way a little bit. So,
keep going to you, John.
Yeah, go another foot.
This says W-O-T.
Oh, that's the old. This is a recycled bag from a
Watch
boat.
Watch out for that beam,
that
John.
That was a Coast Guard member.
Okay, this boat is green. It has a green aluminum crossbar.
Oh wow!
In its footwell, and it has some knee pads
and hip cushions.
Here, we can unwrap. It's just a quick.
Okay.
It's just this. Okay. So. Okay. So we're going to go in reverse. So pull the tube your way. Once I'm there, I can pick it up.
Now you're just walking back.
Okay.
Still caught there just a bit.
Our scan fell down here.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That's a good line. This is cool. So let's put the stand up.
I got the boat.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. So this, by the way, if you get a set of Steve Bradley boat display for his living room. He made these out of wooden plugs he had built that were strip molded, and they're just beautiful. Incredibly nice, but I gave mine away. No, I don't have it.
Oh.
I know where one is, and I don't know where the other one is. So they made about 300 bucks. Little scene.
Oh wow, so he has bump outs here.
So he had internal bulkheads that have our amazing design. They've actually are shaped like a bowl, okay? So you don't have as much of a shear force if you hit a rock to break the boat.
Wow.
And it's geniotic. And
gene, I never heard that word in my life. Geniotic? Yeah.
So he's got that up front. The foot braces are bookshelves, okay? And he made a little way to substitute gravity for keeping them in place.
Mm-hmm. With the flash there.
Yeah, sorry.
So these are designed to be airtight compartments to keep it, or is it vertical to get stuff?
Put his gear in there. Yeah.
Put his gear in
there. Yeah, so river tripping. Wow. And I did one, my very first time on a river that was not the Platt downtown was Steve and my dad got together and the three of us went down the lower Pooter. And I'm pretty sure he was in this boat.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
What year would that have been?
75.
So this is a 50-year-old boat.
No.
Well,
50 years for me.
50 years for you.
I think he had another.
When do you think he built this boat?
I think he built it within the 15 years before that. Maybe 20 years before that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so this would have been.
He was building boats from 48 to about, I'm going to say 75.
Okay.
So it's somewhere in that
somewhere
window.
In there. I mean, this is amazing how he's got this clear coat here on his fiberglass.
So he made boats in a different way than boats came to be made. He used he made a male mold. He laminated over the male mold, which is normally on the, usually you laminate on a female mold so your outside is smooth. He somehow got the outside of this really
super smooth.
Yeah, which is amazing. And then he'd go paint it.
And it also seems super thin. I mean, it's this is like a you'd have on an airplane with an airplane fabric, and you dope it, and it gets really tight.
Right. Yeah, I can see through it.
Yeah, and it's translucent. You can see through it.
So it's straight fiberglass. There's no carbon, no Kevlar, and it's, you know, the decks back then were made thinner than the hulls.
What do you guess this boat weighs?
I'll tell you in a second. It weighs, as it sits without a seat, it weighs about 47 pounds. It's pretty
47.
Light.
Okay.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you another thing Steve did. So this, he made these hip pads. There's only one of them here. I think this is a set of more hip pads for another boat.
Okay.
But he would have had another hip pad just like that.
Mm.
And then this is the seat and the mold for the seat. And see that? You could adjust it forward and back to this.
Oh, rear. I get it. He used the aluminum for...
As a seat...
right, positioner.
Positioner.
Yeah, and very comfortable seats.
Wow.
So these seats, he ran the Winter Park ski area, right?
Okay.
And I still remember the cafeteria full of chairs that were basically like this, a little bigger.
Yeah.
They were that tall.
Absolutely.
And these chairs were designed by the Eames people who were very famous designers post-war, even
ergonomic,
and they did all these fiberglass things. And so anyway, that's kind of a neat little
wow. That's
so this is a mold for that.
Wow.
And this is the seat.
It seems comfortable to me.
Yeah, it looks comfortable.
There's one foot brace in there. There's probably another one in the bag.
Okay.
So the way it worked is there'd be a bungee with a hook that would load the foot brace forward so it stayed in position.
Oh, I get
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
I actually had that in my first boat. It was a pain in the ass, but it worked, right?
Okay.
And, you know, basically there was no commercial kayak boat parts. So he's, like, scrambling. He gets a cafeteria chair. He gets some
some bookshelf components.
Yeah, those are bookshelf rails.
Yeah.
That you would put little brackets
and
on.
Inside the there's a wooden block around some metal, which is actually the bookshelf core.
Right.
The support, but it's super short. It's only that long.
Okay.
And then he did this, which is just so cool, because nobody does this. You can unscrew this. I don't know. I've never done this, but basically there's a method to take this bulkhead out of there and put your gear in. And I think you got to do some fiddling. And I'm not going to fiddle too much. But with that, you could put all your gear in there, and you don't even need...
Okay, so hang on. Now, that looked like it's dropped off. Do you see how it's kind of set?
Yeah, so it's mated.
Right, it's mated.
Yeah, so I'll get it. I'll figure it out. I think you got to go all the way. I don't know. It's possible.
Wonder. Quick release. And then you would turn it. I wonder if you would then turn it 90 degrees.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. There you go, to get the crossbars to come past.
I gotta call my brother. I think that's him. Hi, Mom.
Hi. Hey, just keep an eye on the time.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Good idea. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's almost got it enough. We get the drift. Yeah, it's almost there.
It's almost there.
But you'd have to take it almost all the way off.
I think so.
And then make sure you didn't take it all the way off, because otherwise it would come apart in two pieces.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want that.
Yeah, and we...
But that's lovely. I see what he's doing.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll screw it back together.
Yeah.
I assume it's going to work.
Well, I wonder if you have to kind of line it up and then pull it and keep tension on it.
Yeah, I think you do.
Right, something like that.
Yeah. But I...
Not easy.
That design didn't last very long.
Well, he kept using it. It's in both boats.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's pretty smart. I think he probably had to learn how to do it, which I haven't done.
So let's make sure that's up on that. It's got to be up on this brace. Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's it.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's wood. A little slope to the wood block. Wood.
Unless the inside is just spinning around back there.
Yeah, it might be. I think it's finished there. Okay, we're done.
Cool.
Okay, and so just briefly, other things about the boat are the paint job, the shape. It's the same length as that Klepper. Pretty sure.
Okay.
Measure it. But I think it's a 4.5 meter boat.
All right.
So this we need to travel separately.
Yep. That goes in the cab.
And this can stay in there, but this is the problem with modern materials. They go to hell. So that's ethafoam.
Yeah.
Just rotting. Yeah. So if you're very careful with it, it'll stay together, and you can show what people were doing.
So let's put these that in the cab, too.
Those are hip pads.
Okay.
And so these hip pads, that's so you can roll your boat. Apply
your hip pressure. Your hip flip, your hip rotation.
And then he also made customized knee pad positions that he added. This was not in the mold, so he put that in there and then painted over that addition.
So this is for his boat, for his femur length.
For him, yes.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty big guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was tall.
Yeah. And then, I can get you these later, but these are some stands.
Cool. Okay. All right. So are you done with this boat?
Let's look at the hull briefly.
Okay.
Over. So basically, it's got great river touring capability because it's got a pretty defined keel about here. And then it's loose in the middle so you can still maneuver it.
So there's about a 4-foot section, maybe five, for pivoting.
Yeah. But, you know, basically sharpen the bow and softer sharpen the stern, because you tend to skid your tail in eddies, and so this is easier to skid.
So a little less of a keel in the back.
Yeah, but still a tracking keel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this would be a really good river touring boat today.
Yeah.
I have the same boat down in Boulder, same length boat. My wife and I use the same length boat for most of our touring.
Cool.
Like lake touring, not like multi-day touring. We'll do a 17-foot boat for day touring. 14 and a half is a great length.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to carry more gear. And boats got shorter over time. Like the 4.5 meter, it became a 4 meter standard in slalom. These are 4.5.
Okay.
So the two Bradley boats are 4.5, and then the two smaller later boats are 4 meters.
Okay.
And now commercial boats are like, you know, instead of 13 foot, they're 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Too many choices. So we can tube this up. Do you want to put a different tube on this, a clean tube?
You want to do that? I think that'd be great if we could.
Because that one tube's kind of gnarly.
Oh, yeah, that was a gnarly tube.
Yeah.
We'll do that'd both. Be awesome. Okay, I'm going to turn this off.
Okay.
This will conclude part two.
Yep.
With part two is with the Bradley Boat 1.
Right.
And part one is with the Klepper, possibly Steinway, possibly through Glen Canyon.
It should be
50s.
T9 model.
T9 Klepper. Yes.
I think. We don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay. So.